forces against Russia. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. There's an ideological divide on the resolve that the U.S. is showing in its support of Ukraine against Russian forces.
As Ukraine continues to fight for their homeland, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration continues to support Ukraine's defensive needs.
Assessing, reviewing every single day the requests from the Ukrainian military and Ukrainian leadership.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says simply supplying Ukraine doesn't go far enough.
We want the Ukrainians to win.
Both appeared on Fox News Sunday. There are reports Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to declare victory in Ukraine in May, even without capturing Kyiv. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Meanwhile, two people are dead and 10 are injured after a shooting at a nightclub early Sunday morning in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It happened at the Taboo nightclub and lounge in the city's downtown area.
I remain livid and angered at the blatant disregard and lack of respect for human life.
Police Chief Wayne German says the evidence indicates that there was more than one shooter. An investigation is underway. Plus, gas prices have come down a bit, but a leading oil industry analyst says consumers shouldn't necessarily expect that to last.
Gas prices fell 10 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $4.27 a gallon for unleaded regular. Trilby Lumberg, the publisher of the Lumberg Survey, says the decreases may continue for now, but does not expect them to last long term.
Because crude oil has been on a yo-yo, bouncing up and down.
Lumberg says OPEC has cut crude production instead of raising it as expected, and that the release of 1 million gallons a day from the nation's strategic reserves is not enough to radically affect supply. She also says demand is down.
In the second half of March, gasoline demand was lower than in the first half of March.
And if demand goes back up and supplies remain unstable, the price point could potentially go back up.
Fox's Kevin Yuretsky. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Some parents are concerned about the new sex education curriculum in New Jersey.
Parents are concerned because kids as young as first grade will be having discussions about their gender identity and how their private parts play a role in their gender identity. The state guidelines say, quote, being a boy or a girl doesn't have to mean you have those parts, but for most people, this is how their bodies are. The parents we spoke with say this will confuse their children. Lawmakers are responding. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is already drawing up federal legislation that would require schools to tell parents if they're talking about gender identity or sexual orientation in the classroom. We are waiting for a response from Governor Murphy as well as the Department of Education here in New Jersey.
Fox's Nate Foy. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is expected to come out within days with its long-awaited ghost gun rule. The aim is to rein in privately made firearms without serial numbers. They're increasingly cropping up at crime scenes across the U.S. Completion of the rule comes as the White House and the Justice Department have been under growing pressure to crack down on gun deaths and violent crime in the U.S. Three people familiar with the matter tell the Associated Press the rule could be released as soon as Monday. Meanwhile, Chipotle is fighting labor shortage with a unique solution. Fox's Laura Cantor has this story.
Miso Robotics CEO Michael Bell telling Cavuto Coast to Coast Friday about his company's tortilla chip-making robots. Chipotle is testing these robots to combat the nation's labor shortage. According to a press release, the robot is named Chippy, and it will have the ability to cook and season Chipotle's popular chips. Chippy is expected to debut at a location in Southern California later this year. Bell saying that the labor shortage is not ending anytime soon and that the demand is growing to automate tasks in restaurants. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.